Andre will lose at bowling. Honestly, I think that's going to be the intro to this podcast episode. Welcome back to the Shock Me Please podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and today I am here, without another podcast episode. The real ones who've stuck around and who've been here for a while know that this is me. Hey, this is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. I'm not gonna post my episodes on time. Now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is, you're the voice inside my head. The reason that I'm singing, I need to find you. I gotta find you. Okay, all I can picture right now is one, someone who has never heard of the Distract Me Please podcast episode, getting it recommended to them through a friend, a foe, an enemy, a lover, an uncle, a priest, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora. Hello, Pandora listeners. You are my top listeners, and I always and forever will appreciate you for that. But then getting this podcast episode recommended to them, and this is the first thing that they hear. Guys, I don't post my podcast episodes on time. We know this. We've been through this. We've had this discussion. Are you really going to make me come on here and do an apology podcast episode? I'm going to do it anyways. Guys, I am so sorry. I promise that it will happen again. I will forever and always post podcast episodes late. I will never find a schedule. At this point, it's part of the brand. At this point, if I start posting podcast episodes consistently, hey, call the FBI. Hey, if I get a podcast episode up every single Thursday on the dot, call the FBI. Call the police. What's that vine? How does it go? It's for the job. I'm looking for it. There go the police right there. Where? I need to find you. I gotta find you. Shut up. Here we go.
It's 4th July. I'm ready to pop these firecrackers. Don't pop them on me. What the police say?
Yeah, police right there.
Like, mood. Like, it's off. Listen. It's only illegal if you get caught. And she thought she got caught. So, of course, she's going to jump and scream. She didn't scream, but she jumped away from the window. Like, I get it. It's only illegal if you get caught. And she thought she got caught. I have also bedazzled my microphones. Oh, by the way, if you couldn't figure it out, this podcast episode is brought to you by Better Sleep. Better Sleep is a website where you can, I don't actually know if that's a real website, but hi, if you would like to sponsor this podcast episode, I'm also available for business equestrian team. It is 12:20 a.m. and I'm editing this and posting this as soon as I'm done. You're the voice inside my head, the reason that I'm singing. I need to find you. I gotta find you. So I started reading Powerless. My microphone is bedazzled, and I'm posting this podcast episode to say a podcast episode will be going up Thursday. This is just your warning. This is basically my apology to the world, to everyone. I am sorry for dishonoring my family, my friends, my soon-to-be husband. Where is my ring? 10.5 ring size, emerald cut. I got chubby fingers. If you want to make fun of me for me and my fat fingers, honestly, I was going to make a very inappropriate joke, but like this podcast episode, we're only 4 minutes in, okay? We're technically 4 minutes and 52 seconds in. If I'm making sexual jokes, like babes, no, we make sexual jokes at 30 minutes in, okay? The next podcast episode will be with Cameron because that was the day that we tried to build her PC and everything fell apart. Damn near the PC fell apart, okay? But yeah, we had parents weekend. It was great. We went to the clubs. I got my mom to go to a bar and drink a seltzer, a High Noon, mango flavored specifically. She asked for pineapple. I didn't hear that. I got us both mango because I love mango things. Hey, you can't go wrong with a mango flavored drink. One thing about mango is gonna eat every time. And what did she do? Ate. And that High Noon was delicious. And then they ran out of High Noons at the bar. And I was like, somebody call 911. Shawty ran out of High Noons. Whoa. Like, that's basically what happened. In other news, my mic is now purple and rhinestone. I'm reading Powerless because I'm going to meet the author. In Austin, she's doing a little book tour. I don't know if it's a book tour or if she just happens to be in Austin, but I'm gonna meet her in Austin with my roommate Lainey, and we're currently reading the book so we can have like finish the book by the time we read her. So hopefully she'll sign my book and then I'll have a signed edition of Powerless. I'm annotating it. I thought I was gonna hate it because I've never been okay. It's time for me to come out. I am coming out as a Hunger Games hater. I didn't really like Hunger Games. Hunger Games was a 5 out of 10 for me, okay? It wasn't good, it wasn't bad. I was neutral about it, okay? I finished the movie and I was like, oh, that was a good movie. I wouldn't watch it again. Like, when you just don't care about something, I was like, wow, Hunger Games was a good movie. I wouldn't watch it again. I saw Hunger Games 2. That was a good movie. I wouldn't watch it again. Of course, I'm going to see A Song of, what is it? A song of songbirds. Birds are singing a song with birds. I don't know. I want to see that movie. Okay. I'm probably going to watch it one time and I'm never going to want to watch it again. I don't care about the Hunger Games series that much. It's good enough for me to watch. It's not good enough for me to watch it multiple times. And in fact, when someone is like, hey, we're going to watch Hunger Games because like I miss Hunger Games, I would literally be like, turn it off. Hey, actually, I'm gonna go to bed. Hey, actually, I'd rather play in oncoming traffic. Like, I don't care about it. And then come to find out, Powerless is a different take on Hunger Games. Like, it's basically inspired by the Hunger Games series. And so you're in a world of people who have to go to the trials and they get voted by their people. And you go to the trials for the king and queen's entertainment and for the elite's entertainment. And then you're in the trials and you die and you have to do all these interviews and you have to showcase your abilities and you have to get sponsors That's the book. I was like, this is Hunger Games. And my roommate Lainey, who knows a lot about the book, was like, yeah, it's Hunger Games. Didn't you know that? And I was like, no, I didn't know that. And I'm not that big of a fan of Hunger Games, so I'm not going to like it. But then Prince Kai got me giggling and kicking my feet. Now, for those who have read Powerless, if this is a canon event and I'm obsessed with Prince Kai and I am like, I want to ride his face. Sorry, babe, my boyfriend is on the bed behind me as I record this. But you know what? He already knows I'm obsessed with fictional men. Hey, I've tried setting up an orgy with my fictional men. Hey, Rhysan, Rune, Cassian, Azriel, Rowan, Adian, add Prince Kai. Hey, if this is a canon event and by the end of the book I hate him, don't tell me that. Don't let me know that, because right now he got me giggling and kicking my feet. Right now, every time he's on the page, I'm like, that's what I sound like. That's what I sound like. And now I'm annotating the book that I just said I wouldn't like. Hey, I kind of like it. Hey, Peyton, badass. Prince Kai. Why do people listen to this podcast? I do not know. I don't know. But that's all I have to say. So right now I'm about to get this podcast episode edited and uploaded for y'all. I'm going to go hop in the shower and scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub. Scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub. Scrub-a-dub-dub. Scrub-a-dub-dub. Scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub. Hey, and if anyone's seen Monkey Band, can you like let me know how that is? Because I was really planning on going to see that movie. Like, I really wanted to go see Monkey Man, but I don't know if I should see it anymore. I don't think I have anyone to go with. I don't know. Maybe I'll find some friends and go see Monkey Man. And maybe I want to invite someone special and close to my heart. I don't know. It looks like a good movie. We'll see. We'll see. So if anyone who has seen the movie, if you can leave me reviews. Oh, I'm I'm also selling the out of print version of the first Throne of Glass book, like the OG Throne of Glass, the original paperback. It's in pretty good. It's in good condition. It's never been read. The pages are a little yellow from sun damage, but not like crazy because it's sitting next to my books that have zero sun damage, like brand new books. And like, it is the tiniest hint of yellow. And truly, if it wasn't for that, I don't think I would have noticed that the book had a little bit of sun damage. And then someone just wrote their name on the front cover and the back cover. But it's now a duplicate copy. I now have two versions of that same book. So I'm getting rid of one and I'm selling it. So if you're interested, you can DM me. Honestly, you can offer me your best price. And if I have to ship it out to you, I will literally ship it out to you. But I would like to get rid of it. Specifically because, one, I don't need two versions of the OOP Throne of Glass book. And two, I want more space on my bookshelf. Oh, if y'all don't know, I have floating bookshelves. So I have six floating bookshelves on my wall, and they only hold 15 pounds each. And I have been buying so many books. Like, my TBR is officially 27 books deep. And, ow, I just stubbed my toe. And that's, how many books do I have? Okay, we can actually count right now. So that's 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, God, I'm going to have to actually stand up. Let's count together. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. I have 56 books. I have 56 books. And my TBR is 27 books, and that's not including the books I want to reread. Hey, Andre, hey, Andre, how does it feel to date a podcaster who annoys your life and won't shut the hell up? You think you're gonna sleep, but I'm about to annoy you, annoy you. Do you think you can sleep through my singing? If you just open your eyes and look up at me, the prettiest girl you ever did see. Ooh, Andre, how does it feel to date a podcaster? If you just open your eyes and look up, look up. I said, look up and show me the world. He turned away from me. I think he's annoyed with me. Andre. And that's the reason I almost fell off the chair. I was standing on the chair to do all that singing and counting. Anyways, I love you so much. So I'm selling that book. I have 56 books. I love you all. And to all, a very 57. I forgot there's not a book on my bookshelf because I'm currently in the process of reading it. 57 books. I love you all. And to all, a good night. Mwah. And also, side note, the Caleb Jackson podcast that I recorded with him is out now on YouTube. So everyone go check it out. Go show him love and say that Brianna from This Track Please sent you. It's a great podcast episode. We're giggling. We're talking mess. It's a whole lot of fun. Peace.